This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam is holding a full staff meeting at this hour to discuss his political future after a racist photo from his 1984 medical school yearbook surfaced. As recently as Saturday, Northam declared he would not be stepping down, despite growing calls from Democrats and Republicans for him to do so. Someone who says that it's a rush to judgment is Virginia Democratic Representative Jim Moran.
Even if the worst-case scenario is true, I think there is an issue of redemption.
The cuts were announced in November. Now today, General Motors will start laying off 4,000 salaried workers, starting an overall effort to reduce the company's North American workforce by 15%. It wants to free up billions of dollars to invest in a new generation of vehicles. This is USA Radio News.
Question: do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team and lawyers for President Trump's former campaign manager Paul Manafort are due in federal court today. They'll argue over whether Manafort lied to investigators after promising to cooperate in the probe of Russian interference in the 2016 election. President Trump gives a wide-ranging interview to CBS News on Super Bowl Sunday, and in it he has some harsh words for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who he's been having a battle royale with over border wall funding.
Well, I think that she was very rigid, which I would expect, but I think she is very bad for our country. She knows that you need a barrier. She knows that we need border security. She wanted to win a political point. I happen to think it's very bad politics because basically she wants open borders. She doesn't mind human trafficking, or she wouldn't do this.
The president also hinted in that interview that he may have some major announcements in tomorrow evening's State of the Union address. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is honoring a deputy killed over the weekend in Claremont County, ordering flags at the Ohio State House to be lowered to half staff. DeWine issuing the order yesterday in memorial of the service of Detective Bill Brewer, who died on Saturday in the line of duty while responding to a call of a barricaded suicidal suspect in Pierce Township when officials say he was shot by 23-year-old Wade Edward Wynn. DeWine ordering the flags to stay lowered until sunset on the day of Brewer's funeral. Millions of Americans are expected to call out of work today with what's known as Super Bowl fever. The Monday after the big game has one of the highest call-out rates of the year. More than 8 million people planned ahead by taking today off, but nearly 5 million more are expected to call in sick. Millions of others will either show up late or go home early. Super Bowl fever isn't just limited to workers, by the way, as bosses are often guilty of it, too. This follows this year's Super Bowl, which was the lowest scoring ever. The New England Patriots keeping the crown when they beat the L.A. Rams 13-3. And Egypt's Ministry of Antiquities says 40 mummies have been discovered in a tomb dating back between 323 B.C. and 30 B.C. The mummies include men, women, and children. Experts believe they probably all belong to one wealthy family. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's up to me and you. We've got to do something about it if we're going to get this country back on track. By the way, I want to thank and welcome our extended family of listeners on KFCS, The Trumpet, out in Colorado Springs, Pueblo. They're now carrying Bill Martinez live all 3 hours, Monday through Friday morning, 7 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time on 1580 a.m., 104.3 FM. So if you guys have something to say, want to hear from you, your opinion counts here. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Feel free to drop me an email. And we've got more expansion news coming up in the coming weeks. I feel like Donald Trump, you know, after the State of the Union. We're really excited about the growth of the show and great news coming up in just a couple weeks, so stay tuned. Meanwhile, with us right now, Ann McElhaney, her and her husband, Phelan McAleer. You've heard me brag about them for a long time. I'm so grateful for Ann and Phelan for their pursuit of the truth, particularly on this issue of Kermit Gosnell. They are Irish documentary filmmakers and an absolute blessing to us here in America. New York Times best-selling authors have written and produced the movie Gosnell. He took an oath to protect life, not to take it. It is the trial of America's biggest serial killer. Ann, always good to have you with us on the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Well, Ann, congratulations on the impact. But I got to tell you, I am really putting the heat in any circles I travel in. I am surprised at how many people, just even in the church, are not aware of your movie. It just blows me away. And I say, look, if there's no excuse, it's now available, yeah. Video on demand. We got Blu-ray DVD out. In fact, I got to tell you, the company was kind enough to send us some DVD Blu-rays, and we gave them out. They went out like hotcakes. I mean, you know, because we're givers on the show, so anything comes to us, we pass it on. And I've told everybody that gets a copy of the movie, do not just watch it by yourself. You know, get your family, get your neighbors, get people in around your TV at home and watch the movie, experience it, and get educated as to what is going on with the whole abortion industry in our country today.
Yeah. Well, I really, really appreciate that. Thank you so much. And as you say, the DVD is coming out tomorrow, and it'll be in Walmart, by the way. So anyone with Walmart near them should go. And Walmart have been really good, actually. They're bookending us, so we're going to be in a really prominent spot. I hate to hear when you say that people don't know that this is that the movie has been made, that the movie is out, and I hope we can rectify that. It's interesting, my mother used to talk about the hand of God, but it's interesting the timing of the DVD coming out tomorrow.
Exactly.
Given what we've just had happen in New York And obviously this latest news from Virginia with Representative Tran, you know, talking very calmly, very soberly, very seriously, you know, just casually talking about, you know, letting children die. And then the governor of Virginia, who knows things, you know, this is no regular, you know, guy. This is a doctor.
Yes.
This is a pediatric neurologist. This is somebody who really understands nature, I suppose, and human nature and humanity.
Exactly.
Or maybe not. Maybe that's the one thing he's missing, actually. Mm. Got human biology, but not anything about humanity. Describing calmly, you know, letting children die after they're born alive.
Right.
And I think this is something, you know, it's very bizarre, by the way, at the timing that our movie
right.
is coming out on DVD tomorrow. And this, all this information is out. And people are expressing shock. And some of the people expressing shock by what the governor said are people who are pro-life. And, you know, and I understand that because I travel around the country and I'm constantly surprised by the fact that people do not know that you can have an abortion in America at 9 months,
mm-hmm.
that you can, that comfort care is a normal thing. And the reason that I know about comfort care, and it's the reason why Phelim and I made this movie and wrote this book,
mm-hmm.
Is because during the trial of Kermit Goslin, who is serving 3 life sentences for delivering babies alive and letting them, and then cutting their necks with scissors,
mm-hmm.
it's because during his trial, they had a good abortion doctor, a legal abortion doctor, come on the stand to describe what's good, what's normal, how is it done when it's done well, when it's done legally.
Right.
And in part of her testimony, she talks about, she's asked, what would happen if a baby was born alive during an abortion? And she said, well, you know, you'd want to make it comfortable.
Right.
And then it'll die of it. So, you know, eventually it will pass. We have an op-ed today in the Wall Street Journal telling that story. And I remember when we heard that testimony from Karen Fuseline, when
mm-hmm.
we heard that on the stand, we said, okay, this is extraordinary. People don't know this. And we're obviously being proved right by the reaction to the governor. And this is why the movie is important. This is why people need to get the copy of the movie. They need to get people over, exactly what you said, and that's what I'm recommending to people. Get people to come over to your house and watch it together, and then just have a conversation. And the one thing that you can say to anyone who criticizes the movie and says this isn't true, that what happens in the courtroom is verbatim. It's from the court transcripts. It's
exactly.
from the actual court transcripts at the time of Goslin's trial.
Yeah, and this doctor that you're referring to that was depicted in the movie and in this trial, we're talking a female doctor. We're talking a fellow, you know, female, you know, that you would think that her level of compassion, I mean, it's one thing that, you know, and a doctor, as you say, that should know better in this whole process, but greed and money has seared their conscience and their sensibilities, has it not?
You know, it's a good, you know, it's a really good one. I don't know what has happened to people. And I think, you know, there needs to be a conversation here. I just was on the Judge Jeanine's show at the mm-hmm. weekend, and I basically said, I'm hoping that the 2020 election is the abortion election. I think it's time. I think it's time for all of this information to get out there and for people to decide if they like it or not. Anyone I tell about the laws that are existing presently in America, I haven't met anyone yet who likes it. And you
yes.
say, like, who are the, you know, you're asking about motivation. In the Gosnell case, I have to agree with you that there was an enormous amount of, you know, greed was a huge thing. People were getting tips, all the late-term abortions. Anyone who was in the premises got $20 each, you know, and they were loving it. They were all running around with balls of cash.
Yes.
Gosnell's own home had balls of cash in it. He had, you know, $250,000 in cash when they raided his home. But I wonder, you know, I don't know what's happened to the country. I mean, I know that Cecile Richards, the former, you know, president of Planned Parenthood,
mm-hmm.
was interviewed at one point. She said she was married. She earned $1 million a year in her job in Planned Parenthood. She said she was happily married, that she had a family, 3 children who were the center of her world. Then she got pregnant again. And, you know, she just had an abortion. It was no big deal. So that's how she talked.
Wow.
That's how she talks. And there are people who talk like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't know if I can understand that very well. I have a problem with understanding that. And I know that often when we have these abortion conversations in politics, there's always a tendency to make the abortion decision very extreme, incest, rape, all this kind of thing. you know, it's not actually the picture that emerges from regular abortion clinics. It's actually a lot of people, you know, in some cases, there were women who went to Gosnell's clinic 9 times. We know that.
Right.
They were using it as a contraceptive. So,
exactly.
But I think all of these things need to be talked about. And I do think, I actually really genuinely believe that the governor of Virginia has done this country some service.
Yes.
By bringing this up. And he, and nobody better than himself, because he is a medical professional, continuing, by the way, to be a medical professional, still working.
Amazing.
Pediatric neuro.
Well, Ann, we got to take a short. We got to take a short break. We've got more from Ann McElhaney on the other side of the break. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen,
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
I'll tell you, but we know all the listeners here with Bill Martinez Live can handle the truth. We're beyond the 8-second sound bites. You don't need to be, you know, forming your worldview based on 8-second sound bites brought to you by a very progressive and liberal media that is not doing their job and doing a disservice to we the people. Talking with the writer and producer of Gosnell, the trial of America's biggest serial killer, and I stand corrected, Ann said, not on Blu-ray, it's DVD only right now, but video on demand. And DVD comes out tomorrow, right, Ann?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Okay, good.
It'll be everywhere. But go to Walmart and show them some love because they've been very good to us. And
amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Walmart. That's awesome. And keeping the truth out there. I mentioned to you, Ann, at the break that, you know, this movement with this whole progressive, it seems like, the abortionists are in a bit of a panic. When you saw what happened, first it started in Hawaii, California, New York, Virginia, this movement. Although Alabama recently, a judge says, declared personhood at the point of conception. So that was positive against maybe four or five pieces of bad news. But the more shocking thing was what happened in New York. And what hit me immediately was what you and I talked about early on when we first had our discussion about Gosnell. After the trial, he said, "I'm innocent, and it's a matter of time before you all realize that." What New York did, in a sense, was vindicate and exonerate Kermit Gosnell, did it not?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you're right. I mean, I interviewed Gosnell in the prison, and he very calmly said that. And he was making plans all the time. You know, when I get out, mm-hmm. I'm going to do this. You know, he's planning to do a triathlon, and I will be vindicated, you know. And there, and then we have New York. And it's exactly why everyone is talking about Gosnell now, because, you know, in New York, he'd be perfectly legal, mm-hmm. you know, basically. Given what we've heard, and it's very, very shocking. It's very shocking as a Catholic, I have to say. It's pretty disturbing as well that Governor Cuomo is a Catholic. And all these, the laughter, I have to say, when I saw that bill signed, and there was a photograph with Cuomo, and there was a photograph with Cuomo and Hillary Clinton, and a photograph with Cuomo and a whole bunch of women standing behind him as he signed, and they were laughing, and I was thinking, it reminded me so much of Ireland. Mm-hmm. When they passed this extraordinary legislation in Ireland, and all these women were drinking champagne and dancing. Right. I was thinking, you know, even in any kind of civilized society, even the people who are supposed to be for this, they, when they're discussing it, they're all very serious. It's all meant to be very serious and somber and a really hard, you know, a terrible thing to have to do. It doesn't look like that at all. It looks much more like whatever when it comes to them signing this legislation. You know, yes, you're right. In this scenario, what we have coming out of Virginia, out of New York, Vermont, you know, and Colorado, by the way,
yes,
there in Colorado,
exactly,
where you can have an abortion right up to 9 months, and I want everyone in Colorado to know that, because mm-hmm. I think a lot of them don't. You know, in those places, Gosnell would be vindicated, and one has to wonder what he's thinking now in prison, if he even knows this.
Exactly.
What do you think of all this?
Well, I'm sure he knows about it. And the thing is, I tweeted out after this, you know, because we've got several Catholic, you're speaking of Catholic and being a practicing Catholic myself, I'm going, what is going on with these Catholic governors? Did they all of a sudden forget the fifth commandment, thou shalt not murder?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, this, you know, they signed a death sentence for millions of more babies right now. And on top of that, Ann, selling baby parts is okay now.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's very hard to believe. But I think, you know, for anyone who's sort of despairing, who's listening to this and thinking, you know, what hopelessness, I actually think I'm really grateful for all of these initiatives, because I think finally we're going to have a conversation. Finally, mm-hmm. people are going to find out what's going on. Because it's been my experience traveling around the country, speaking to groups all over the country, and saying to them, oh gosh, it's terrible here that you have these laws. And then them looking kind of surprised at me. People don't know that you
have an
abortion
of exactly.
9 months in America. And I think they need to know. But mm-hmm. even 24 weeks, I know that in Pennsylvania, we know when we covered this case, the two assistant district attorneys who prosecuted this case, Joanne Pescatore and Christine Wexler, neither of, and these are super smart girls. These are not your average. Yeah. Neither of them knew that the law in Pennsylvania allowed for abortion without restriction up to 6 months. They didn't know that. And you know, loads of people are listening to me now, and you think it's 6 months, and everyone's known someone, you know, pregnant and seen how they've, you know, how they've developed and how big they are. 6 months, it's crazy. This is crazy stuff. And I think it's, let's have it out in the open. Let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. Are you good with this? Are people good with people having abortions at this incredible stage? You know, what is this all about? Why are people having why are they having abortions in the first place? You know, why is that even necessary?
Exactly. So when Roe v. Wade, the whole point of Roe v. Wade, the big wedge was, you know, in the case of a mother's, life, incest, rape, which represents 1% of the abortions today, and less than 1%.
Yeah, and I know people who were the victims of rape and of incest. It doesn't cure you, but this is the one problem. You know, this is the one thing people need to remember. It is not a cure for incest, and it's not a cure for rape. And in fact, doing more violence to yourself, you know, will not cure the first piece of violence. And in fact, having something great come out of something horrible and violent is a blessing, and is something, you know, that you could at least, it's some kind of hope of recovery. But further violence, you know, and I think doctors who weigh in on this, on the side of more violence to people who have been already had violence done to them, I think they're doing a disservice to the medical profession, the idea that this would be a good thing, that this could be perceived as a good thing. But all of these things need to be talked about. And I think it's one of the things, like the movie certainly, you know, we don't, you know, you've seen the movie. It doesn't show anything. And I just, anyone listening,
it's a PG. It's a PG-13 movie, yes.
But it really focuses on the trial. And I think it's, you know, if you can watch a Law and Order episode, you can watch this movie. But what's really important, I think, is, as I said, the testimony of the legal abortion doctor who was, you know, who's played by Jeanine Turner, the great actress Jeanine Turner, who plays this Karen Fieseline, who appeared on in the court case, in Kermit Goswell's case, and made these extraordinary statements about comfort care, about babies born accidentally in an abortion procedure. What would happen? Well, we just keep it warm. Eventually it will pass. I mean, these are, we heard those words. And
yes.
God almighty, there's no way people know this stuff, and we have been proved right. People don't know this stuff, but they are going to. And there's something almost miraculous about the fact that the DVD is coming out at a time when people, interest has been piqued. And people need to ask questions. People need to read the book. The book is different. The book is very graphic, I will admit that. It has all the details, all the things you could never, ever show in a movie. But people need to get educated, because I think once they know, they're not going to be happy.
Well, the other thing they're going to see is how political this has become, and through the political lens, how it's blinded people. The other thing, and that we have to really deal with, is the impact that this is going to have. It's already having on women. You and I talked about this. I talk to women, and they'll tell me that if had abortion, oh, my child would have been 7 today, or my child would have been 13. They still carry emotionally that child with them. So that speaks volumes against this idea that, you know, the government, because the government has legalized abortion, it speaks volumes against the conscience and morality of, for humanity.
Yeah, no, I mean, you just put your finger on it. And of course, because obviously, you know, we're looking at 60 million dead babies over time. And I think that number is probably quite conservative because, as we know with the Goswell case, he did not report the abortions he was doing.
No one
checked up on him for 17 years.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's obviously a situation you'll have spread out over the country. Pennsylvania is not a backwater. It's a very progressive place. So, you know, everywhere I travel to, and I talk about this all the time, it's become this, you know, people keep coming up to me, women come up to me who've had abortions, and I've yet to meet one that was happy about it. I mean, it's really very, very disturbing. And I almost feel like I can spot them now, because they really have this incredible sadness about them, and are trying to live with the loss, and it's very, very, very hard. And people write to me, and people can write to me, by the way, anyone who's listening to this can write to me on the Facebook page, and I respond to everyone. Eventually it takes a while, but I get a lot of correspondence.
Well,
I'm grateful for the correspondence, and I'm very grateful for it.
We're grateful for you. Thank you so much for being with us. We've got to leave it there. Look forward to talking to you and Phelim. All the best to both of you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
God bless.
Bye.
Money, money, money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's holding a full staff meeting at this hour to discuss his political future after a racist photo from his 1984 medical school yearbook surfaced. As recently as Saturday, Northam declared he would not be stepping down, despite growing calls from Democrats and Republicans for him to do so. Someone who says that it's a rush to judgment is Virginia Democratic Representative Jim Moran.
Even if the worst-case scenario is true, I think there is an issue of redemption.
The cuts were announced in November. Now today, General Motors will start laying off 4,000 salaried workers, starting an overall effort to reduce the company's North American workforce by 15%. It wants to free up billions of dollars to invest in a new generation of vehicles. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Just another Spanish love song. They're great. You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day right here at the intersection of faith and culture as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. We're right after it. Lou Euler joins us now to this point, founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. Lou, how are you?
I am fine. Thank you. Great to talk with you again.
Well, we've got the government back in work again. They've got till the 15th to get their act together. I think what President Trump has done is called the question on Congress to say, do your job. Do the people's work. You guys are supposed to handle this, not me. However, if you continue to demonstrate some incompetence and reluctance to do your job, then I will have no other choice in order to do my number one job, which is national security. You are going to force me to execute a executive order.
Yep. You're absolutely right. And I'm glad to see that the State of the Union is back on. At least we're back to some semblance of order. And you're absolutely right. Unless the Congress, which in the past, I mean, Schumer, Pelosi, and the rest of them, even Obama, a decade ago, were talking about the need for border security, and you know, they voted for it at the time. And so there is no, this isn't anything new. This is just revalidating what common sense dictates, and that
exactly
is that we stand tall and protect our nation. You bet.
Exactly. Well, Lou, you know, you just said something that's really important here, and that is the fixation that Democrats have over the wall. Come on. I mean, you know, to hear some of these people talk, and I mean, these are intelligent people. I mean, we're talking, you know, congressmen, senators, and the rhetoric they come up with. I mean, it's like, what, Donald Trump, the president of the United States, the Border Patrol agents, they don't know about the need for comprehensive border security, that it's more than the wall. It's about securing our borders, which, of course, with modern-day technology that everybody knows about, it's not like they're, you know, the self-appointed geniuses of the world. I mean, if they were, then why didn't they have this problem fixed a long time ago?
Yeah, and, you know, as we've talked about before, the absurdity of taking down a fence around your house or throwing away your house keys is not something that anybody is going to do in today's world. And and then we have an additional problem that has arisen over the last couple of days, and that is with regard to our foreign policy with Venezuela, where we're having a terrible time. Sure enough, the socialists here in our country, the Sanders of the world, the Warren, Cortez, etc., who have been asking for huge tax increases, are now siding with the president of Venezuela.
With Maduro,
who's now shooting his own people. And he has the backing of Russia, China, Iran, Cuba, Hezbollah, etc. And so our domestic socialist leaders here are, you know, asking to change the foreign policy of the United States, not just the domestic policy of the United States, a double threat to our nation's future.
Exactly. Well, Lou, again, great point here that people need to understand. See, this is what the Donald Trump presidency is doing. It is exposing the craziness of the left and the Dems, how unhinged they are right now. I mean, they have lost, they've lost their mind with the stuff that they're coming up with, that they're obliterating our constitutional values. I mean, here they are, you know, Chuck Schumer talks about that the wall doesn't demonstrate our values, that we need to, you know, we want the Statue of Liberty to represent who we are, not a wall. Well, you know, a wall, any more than, as you say, a fence around their homes, doesn't define the people that live in those homes. It merely protects them. And that's what this wall is all about, right?
Exactly. And it just, you put your finger on, I think, what the real challenge is, that we have seen the decline and fall of common sense. We're talking common sense. That's what President Trump is talking. Simple common sense. You reduce taxes, you increase growth, you reach out to people, you settle deals with North Korea, you do trade deals that improve the lives of your average citizens, you try and end the control of dictators over people who are hurting badly. These are common sense responses, and this president, thank God, is doing the common sense policies of America.
And meanwhile, the Democrats are arguing against it. It's like, based on what? I mean, you've been in power all this time. You had Barack Obama for 8 years. You know, how long, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Schumer combined have been, you know, legislating, supposedly doing the people's work. You know, one time they're saying, hey, this is important. Now they're saying it's not, you know, and they're all fussing over it. Because why? Because a candidate promised his voters that he would do something, and God forbid that a politician would actually fulfill a campaign promise, right? I guess the Democrats, that's totally foreign to Democrats. It's anathema to them because, you know, as they say, they're the developers of Etch-a-Sketch, and you just, you're one big political chameleon. You just keep changing colors with the tide, I guess, in the season.
You bet. So all we're asking Schumer and Pelosi and the rest of them to do is to go back to their position a decade ago, where they themselves said we need border control, we need responsible laws regarding admitting people to this country, and what we have to, you know, historically, we didn't let people in who would not assimilate, who would not become Americans, who would not become part of our team. And that's what is concerning me now, is that some of these people are just outlanders, and we need to make sure that people who come to America want to be Americans and follow American standards and Christian Judeo values into the future.
And that's not to say, Lou, look, we have people here on a temporary basis. They're visitors. We know who they are. We know where they are. They're here, and hopefully they appreciate our hospitality. If along the way they say, you know what, I like this country, I want to be a part of it, I want to assimilate, and they go through the process to become citizens and they want to put on the home jersey, God bless them, welcome. You know, welcome to this community of immigrants, the land of the free, home of the brave. Be a part. You know, add to the proposition of this great American experiment. However, if you come in, first of all, and you come in as a lawbreaker, that's a bad way to begin. I mean, that doesn't tell me that you're going to obey the law on the other side of our barrier, on the other side of our borders. And there's clear empirical evidence that they do not. They do not respect our laws. They do not respect our citizens. And meanwhile, which is hard for me to fathom, the Democratic Party is so sold out on their rhetoric and on their vision that they want to argue against common sense, Lou. We have people dying. We got sex trafficking going on. We got drug running. We've got opioid addiction and heroin going on in record numbers. And, you know, our own people, minorities, Hispanics, Black America, getting hit harder because we continue to have an open border. I mean, all this stuff is reality, and there's a common sense solution, and it doesn't seem like the Democrats, because they're so fixated on, you know, on hating Trump and supposedly not giving Trump a victory, and they want to say this is Trump's wall. It is not Trump's wall. I hate to tell you, it's the people's wall. America, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it is important to underscore the following. Those people of Latin descent who have become citizens of the United States, when they are polled about the border, about assimilation, etc., they poll exactly as everyone else does. They demand the same kind of support of America that they themselves are showing as citizens of the United States.
Lou Euler, as always, honored to have you with us, the founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, where can they go for more information?
To our website, to limittaxes.org, and happy to have them aboard, please.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to current research, 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by mid-February, and even more fail after just 1 year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers.
The best way to achieve your financial goals is to outline a specific plan, set milestones, and then find easy-to-use tools to track your progress. For example, a digital tool like Bank of America My Rewards can help if your resolution is to earn more financial rewards. My Rewards is a centralized dashboard in online and mobile banking. It allows you to track and manage all of your rewards, deals, and benefits across multiple Bank of America rewards programs. My Rewards lets you explore what's available, start redeeming, and even discover additional benefits you may be missing out on. You can then use those reward earnings towards achieving other resolutions like fitness and travel.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/myrewards.
Are you struggling with serious emotional and physical illness? Do you know someone who is? The book Yeshua Prescription is now available at ChristianHealingOils.com, along with sacred anointing oil formulated directly from the Bible. Based on the healing techniques and teachings of Jesus and the Scriptures, this book provides a step-by-step guide for healing all facets of life, including health, relationships, abuse, addictions, betrayal, and more. Author Elise Monet takes you on a deep journey into truth and surrender, two of the primary keys to unlocking Jesus' power in your life. By applying her AAA healing system and Christian healing oils, the miracles of Jesus come alive within you, healing mind, body, and spirit. The Yeshua Prescription is available today for only $14.95 and Sacred Christian Healing Oils for $24.95 per 10 milliliter bottle. For limited time, go to ChristianHealingOils.com and receive free shipping with every order. That's ChristianHealingOils.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's Way Like It's Fresh and Independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. About 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Adam Holt, Center and Director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com, joins us now. Adam, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Bill. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Real quick here, I just want to review just a moment because I spoke with Ann McElhaney just before you. And okay. Ann, of course, the writer-producer of Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer. Yeah. It's out on Voice on Demand. Tomorrow it releases on DVD, not Blu-ray, but DVD.
Okay.
It is one of these movies, Adam, I got to tell you, I am surprised that the church has not gotten behind this movie in a big way. And I cannot believe how many Christians I've spoken with that know nothing of this movie or know very little of this movie. It's shocking to me.
Yeah, you know, it is shocking. And yet, on another level, it's not so shocking. And here's why I say that. I reviewed it for us here at Plugged In, and it felt like a really important movie. This is a story that people need to know about.
Right.
And I think there are a lot of people who are deeply invested in the pro-life movement who, if you say Kermit Gosnell, they immediately know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But we live in a world with so much news and so much information that if you don't immediately recognize his name, I wondered if that was the best title for this, not to second guess anything, but, and then when you throw in, you know, America's Biggest Serial Killer, I mean, it's not a movie that's going to have immediate appeal if you don't know who it's about. And so I think for as much publicity as there was, there's still probably a lot of people out there that if you ask them who Kermit Gosnell was, they wouldn't have any idea. And I wonder if that contributed to people just not being aware of this film.
Do you think also that, quite likely, that there are still too many people out there that are even in the pews that do not want to deal with the abortion issue in their life? Is it too much for them? It's just too heart-wrenching because, in a sense, what I have found, Adam, is that women are already, and there's some guys, there's a growing number of guys who are beginning to, one rabbi told me that the word of God, what it does, it sits on a hard heart, and the word just sits there and massages that heart until that exterior is broken. And I kind of sense that it's the same way with this abortion issue, because people were lied to. You know, we were told, oh, it's just a massive tissue, inconsequential, that sort of thing. We didn't, you know, we wanted to believe what they told us about Roe v. Wade, that it was inconsequential. But yet, what's happening empirically, particularly with women, because they are by design nurturers, that the whole issue of abortion has carved them so deep that it's very painful for them to address it. I mean, and I'm not talking, you know, the sin of abortion. I'm just talking about the reality, the consequence of murdering a child. And they may not look at it in that context, but this is what's happening, is that women are starting to realize, I murdered my child. You know, a father. I have a son or a daughter that died, and I went along with the culture that told us that it was nothing more than some excess tissue. And now, because the science is catching up with it, and we're showing what the abortion process is all about, it's heartbreaking, Adam. And yeah. And I do not say this with any lack of compassion. I mean, I am right with them. I am right alongside, crying with them, you know, for their children that are no more.
Yeah. And, you know, I suspect that, you know, if we know anything from statistics, that most of the surveys we see about people in the world, that the church isn't much different, whether we're talking divorce or pornography or abortion. And I think there may be some out there who would think, well, this isn't an issue in the church. But we know that it's an issue in the church. And obviously,
yes.
We need to be a place of truth and grace, and and maybe grace and truth, you know, a place where healing is available, a place where there is forgiveness, a place where there is a second chance and an opportunity to be honest and to tell the truth. And I suspect that for some people who did see this movie, it really can be a catalyst for facing those realities. And I understand, as you're saying, there probably are a lot of people who didn't want to see a movie on this subject for all of the reasons that you just mentioned.
Right. They can't handle the truth right now. And but I think, as to your point, Adam, what you're suggesting here, I think it's a golden opportunity for the church to be there. You know, for the people that are coming forth and realizing this is a problem. You know, in fact, a friend of mine told me that he was at Mass the other day, and the priest, he was shocked. The priest had talked about, you know, the whole abortion issue in light of the conversation that's going on across the country because of what's happened in Hawaii, California, New York specifically. And, you know, in the way they talk about comfort care, which is what they talk about in the movie of Gosnell, that these babies, if they are born after they've gone through the procedure and they come out of the womb and they're still alive, well, as one, you know, female doctor said in the testimony at the Gosnell trial, well, we just offer comfort care until the child passes.
Yeah. No, it's an important movie, and I think it's, you know, with it coming out on DVD and on demand, it's an opportunity for those who missed it or maybe didn't even know about it or know what it was. Mm-hmm. I think if you're looking for a story that gives you a pretty hard but important glance behind the curtain, this movie really accomplishes that.
Yeah, without a doubt. The other thing, too, was when the movie was out, remember, I mean, the issue, and it's brought out in the movie, this thing is such a hot potato politically. I mean, they don't want to deal with it. Pennsylvania, I mean, here it is, a Republican governor, and they were very lax about this thing. And what concerned me about this in my first conversation with Ann and Phelan was how many other Gosnells around the country, probably there could be hundreds because they're so ignored. I mean, in Pennsylvania, they were more concerned about nail salons. They made a point of investigating and going to nail salons every year. But yet for Gosnell, 17 years. He hadn't even been looked into. There was no standard. They weren't checking up to see what was going on. And when you see the depiction of the clinic that he had there, it was absolutely disgusting. And the dangers that he and his staff put the women in. I mean, they're mistrained. I mean, like staff members go, they said, "Well, you're not even a nurse. You're not even an RN, and you're administering, you know." inoculations and drugs and everything like that, and go, what is going on here? And they go, well, he trained us for, well, he trained you? Well, how long? 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's disgusting, but anyway, enough said on this. Again, passionately,
yeah.
I recommend everybody. I mean, and don't see this alone. Bring your friends, bring neighbors. This is a movie, as you say, Adam, for our culture's sake, you have to see this movie as to what's going on, because the debate about abortion right now, there's no question it's on an increase, and we need to go into this debate with wisdom and intelligence and the facts. We've got to get out of this emotional level of, you know, reproductive rights and all this. Well, you know, we've got to think about, you know, the God that we serve who says, choose life. You know, he is a God of life. And, you know, and we need to honor the righteousness of God with this. And we will be honored.
That's right.
Right.
And, you know, I think, though, we're living in a time of where the individual is considered autonomous and sovereign.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing is whatever an individual feels. And it's really not far removed at all from what we saw in Judges. And every man did
exactly
what was right in his or her own eyes. And so we're in a time where, you know, the culture wants to tell us the only thing that matters is your happiness. And, you know, it gets framed with these euphemisms. I mean, even choice, you know, pro-choice, it sounds, if you didn't know what it was,
mm-hmm.
it sounds like a positive thing. But, you know, the New Testament and following Jesus calls us to lay down our lives for others.
Right.
And so he calls us to take our will and our opportunity to make choices and to make choices on behalf of other people. And so it really is increasingly a countercultural thing to think about living to serve somebody else's needs and not necessarily my own first.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's what the gospel calls us to.
And especially the indefensible, Adam.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially the indefensible. A couple of movies here real quick. We've got about two minutes left. Miss Bala, what's your review on that?
You know, Miss Bala stars Gina Rodriguez, who is on the show Jane the Virgin, and
mm-hmm.
she plays a pretty likable young woman here named Gloria, and it's a typical wrong place, wrong time kind of story. She goes to Tijuana for a weekend to see a friend. They go to a club. She gets caught up in a shootout between gang members and corrupt cops and gets kidnapped. And the movie is about her trying to sort of not only escape being, you know, essentially enslaved by this gang, but to rescue her friend, too, who also has ended up in a really bad situation.
Right.
So on that level, there's some nobility in her desire to do the right thing. But this is a PG-13 movie that, even though it's not graphic in its content, it feels really seamy. It deals with sex trafficking. It deals with drug dealing. It deals with murder and shootout. And I just walked out of it feeling like, oh, this was just kind of a gross movie. And one that I think is a great example of the rating not really giving you a good sense of the kind of content that this movie was dealing with. So,
well, maybe if nothing else, you might
on that one.
You might get a little bit of an idea if you happen to see it, and you just maybe some redemption might be that, hey, this is what's happening at our border in the South.
Yeah, no, that's true. And it certainly, I think, puts that issue in an interesting perspective, because it's not a very flattering one that we see in this movie.
Well, about 20 seconds left. Where can they go for more information, Adam?
Come to PluggedIn.com for movies, TV, music, games, books, and we'll help you make wise decisions for your family.
Well, check it out. Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Adam Holtz, the director of said PluggedIn.com. Adam, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt, it's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
By now you know that